This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder. Oh, I wanted to mention this quickly.
Yeah.
We are global.
We are global.
I got confirmation yesterday on my Blue Sky account.
Yeah, you did.
I believe Adam left a message on my Blue Sky account, and you can find it. It's just my name. It's not that hard. Well, yeah, it's kind of hard, but anyway. And he said, you can officially say you are global. We are listening to you in New Zealand while we're on vacation via the Civic Media app. So, yes, statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media radio network.
And I know that they're on vacation, but in my mind, they're from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
And they're listening to us, listening like they're on a lazy river. Just having a good time, listening to Matt Nair on air.
Kiwi's a tough accent.
I know, very difficult.
It really is. I was there many years ago. It's one of the cleanest country I've ever seen.
I want to go there.
I think they vacuum the country every night. It's very clean. But anyway, thank you for letting us know that you can listen, and thank you for taking us with you. That he said that they just wanted to keep up with what is going on in Wisconsin. All right, it is 11:53. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. Today it is the Parenting Tips edition, courtesy of one Mama Musk. Mae Musk, Putz de Leon's mother, has appeared on Fox and Friends. She was asked about her thoughts, because apparently she's an expert now on everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was asked her thoughts about the birth rate. Quote, your son talks a lot about it. It's declining and the problems with humanity. With that, she was asked. May responded to someone who asked her on Twitter that it said it's just too expensive to have children. And I think this is the problem that a lot of people are facing, and why they're choosing not to have children, just because of how much everything costs right now.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, just your mortgage and your car, not to mention the expense of having a child.
Yeah.
May's answer.
Do the accent.
I can't do a South African accent. May said, when Elon was born, we were in a small two-bedroom apartment overlooking a garage. When Kimball was born, we moved to a two-bedroom apartment with a view. When Tosca was born, we moved to a two-bedroom house all in the same area. Mae Musk says, when you have more children, quote, you move on. You start doing better and better. You don't have to go to the movies. You don't have to go out to dinner. The most wonderful gifts you could ever have is the children.
Where do I start with this? First of all, your kid's name sucks. All of them sucks. I hate the names of all your children, and I'm not a fan of most of them anyways. Also, when they had Elon, if I'm not mistaken, they were already knee-deep in an emerald mine during apartheid South Africa.
Yeah, they don't like to talk about that whole emerald mine thing.
Don't tell them about the good old working class days when we're really struggling. No, you're not. You weren't.
And May, you only had three. You seem like a bit of an underachiever to me, says the youngest of six.
Not to mention one of your kids, you know, the one who's best friends with a tyrant, has 12 children.
And a whole bunch of different baby mamas.
A whole bunch of different baby mamas. And I'm not sure if she's still married to Elon's father.
No, because Elon's father had an affair with one of his stepdaughters.
And got her pregnant.
Yes. Perfectly healthy, normal, non-toxic family dynamics going on there.
But Jane, the house they moved into was so quaint.
Oh, it was adorable.
Had a nice view. They don't go to Applebee's. They don't see Marvel movies.
Never. Yeah, your kids don't need that, Calvin.
Well, just to connect how out of touch these people are, one of Elon Musk's baby mama's Grimes.
The singer?
Yes. She compared her son, Axe, to Paul Atreides from Dune. So,
wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
So, wait, the child's name is X's and the...
His name is X-A-E...
I know which one you're talking about.
They refer to him as Axe. In an interview with Vanity Fair, she referred to him, or she compared the things he's going to have to go through in his life to Paul, the protagonist in of Dune. The Dune series.
Timothy Chalamet character?
Yes.
That seems like a stretch. But I believe Grimes is also the one who has said that he won't let her see their three children.
She said that he is no longer the person she was with. And I really think that once his daughter transitioned, which he refuses to acknowledge that, that's what started to change him into the person he is today. But before that, he was also about population.
Right.
He thinks you should be having as many children as possible. Because, you know, it's easy when you're worth $350 billion.
Yeah, Mama Musk, maybe keep your parenting tips to yourself. That wraps up today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Stay here. News is coming up next. Keep it right here on the vast, statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.